I am dying. But before you get upset about that, many of you know that I have a slow-moving cancer. But that's not what this is about. What I'm referring to is to consider, or as they say in the Old Testament, Selah, consider and think on these things. You and you, all of us are dying. From the time of our conception, we're set to be born, live, and die. Unless you've just passed on and I don't see you here in the audience. That we are mortal, or maybe we call that we're dieable people, if you want to invent a word. We're living between birth and death, as some people say, the dash. It's our life that we have to take care of. We've been studying about King David, all the wars that he did. He's dead. He passed on. King Solomon, with all the wonderful wealth that we can't even imagine, he's dead, and it's gone. We don't know where. We all have a mostly unknown day to die. In a biblical sense, it's lurking out there somewhere. For instance, I'm on borrowed time if you consider Psalm 90, verses 10 through 12. If you want to turn to Psalm 90, verses 10 through 12. The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Well, I'll soon be 76, so I'm somewhere between the 70 and the 80. We might die at any time. We get too comfortable in our lives as young people, teenagers. My son Benjamin, I exceeded his age by 54 years because he passed away at age 22 in 1996. Randy had a sister who suddenly passed away. I don't remember exactly. You were both in college. Things like this happen that is out of the standard ordinary way. But Psalm 90, again in verse 12, teaches us to number our days. Let's see what that means. For instance, I have a brother also that age 19. He was struck by lightning. He was just ready to go out into the field to be a person that takes care of nature and the woods and so forth, and yet he was out in the woods when the lightning struck him. So many of you know people that have died out of the normal order of things. Young people going before their parents. But what are we doing now, as in verse 12, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Solomon also said, I believe it's him that said, that it's better to go to the house of mourning than to the house of mirth. Penny and I have gone to 3 or 4 different funerals where at this age where friends and relatives pass on for one time or another in the normal course of events. And it's been eye-opening in a sense to watch what is being said about people. People we know based on the lives we know are going to heaven. People that did not have the privilege of knowing God like we do, that are talked up as if they're going to heaven. Brownlee talked to us about personal evangelism and how to talk to others and our responsibility to do so. Therefore, this evening, the emphasis of this talk is to everyone about what it means to be a Christian. Are you doing what the early Christians did? Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So if you wish to become a Christian, you need to consider these things. We have also duties as Christians to use our talents. Matthew 25:14-30 is an example of talents, which some people say is skills. Some people say it's opportunities to teach to others. If we don't use our talents, we won't hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." If we neglect our talents, cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. We have something to do that's more than just sitting down, watching television. Maybe I need to get rid of my television. But it's things to think on, like what Brownlee was saying. Our lives are so comfortable and yet complicated. That'd be a good study in and of itself, the word complicated. You ask a person a question, he says, "I can't really say what the answer is because that's complicated." Matthew 16:24-27. Then Jesus said, "If one desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what is a man profit if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with the angels. He will reward each according to his works." 2 Timothy 2:15, "Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Part of that rightly dividing would be teaching others. We all have different gifts. It's not that we all have to just suddenly get up and go and teach if we're doing other things. But there's many ways that we can work for the Lord. Example of those which had special gifts of the Spirit, it was in 1 Corinthians 12:1-31. Different gifts of the Holy Spirit that members of the body of Christ have been given to use to serve God and each other. Romans 12:4-8. "For as we have many members in one body, but all members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individual members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to grace that is given to us, let us use them, not sit idly. If prophecy, let us prophesy." We may not be doing that now. "Proportion to our faith, our ministry, we can use it in ministering." If you think of prophecy being forthtelling, we can tell what we've got in the Scriptures. "See, who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness." We can pray for each other. Colossians 1:9-10. "For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may have a walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him." Here's the important part. "Being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God." You have the ability to come and become a member. But once you're here, you do have the information from what we've been covering here that we need to keep working. We can baptize you tonight, where you can rise out of the water, a new creature with your sins all washed away. The water's ready. We have, I think we call it jumpsuits, to privately put on to baptize you. If you're not familiar with how this works, it's private dressing rooms. You can be baptized, walk a new creature. You know your birth date. Do you know your death date? Do you... I don't know that anybody really does. And when I say I'm dying, I don't know that death date. No doctor has told me you have so many years to live. I think we'll sing the song of encouragement now. And if you need to come for any reason to be baptized or for help, prayer for the others, please come as we sing this song that David has chosen.